ראש חודש יעלה ויבוא. שכח יעלה ויבוא מבינך ויהיה הלילה. מי ששכח לומר יעלה ויבוא מבינך, person forgot על ראש חודש עושה יעלה ויבוא עם מנך, ונזכר לאחר צאת הכוכבים. Then he remembered after צאת הכוכבים. So now the problem is, if he says, he cannot say יעלה ויבוא, ראש חודש is over. So עליו להתפלל עמידה של ערבית פעמיים. So you see, he was not yotze, didn't say יעלה ויבוא. So he was not, it's like he didn't daven mincha. So he has to repeat. אחת בשביל ערבית ואחת את השמים של מנחה. אולם אם בערבית כבר יצא ראש חודש, יתפלל ערבית פעמיים. So you see, he remembered after צד הכוכבים, now already it's not ראש חודש anymore. That was the ערבית. So we said he has to say ערבית twice. Why? Because it's like it's tefillat tashlumin. The only problem is that here he cannot say ya'aleh ve'yavoh any of them. So because of that, right, they said like, you know, in such a case, he should daven obviously arvit twice. The first one for arvit, v'hashniya yitpalel b'tnai shel nedava. The second one, he should make it t'nai shel nedava b'fiv o b'libo. He could verbalize it or to say it in his heart. First one is for Arvid and the same one for Tashlumin. Right? And obviously he does not say Ya'aleh ve'yavoh in any of those Shmona Esrei
Davening. So he's Yotzer
or he's not? I mean, he has a chiyuv to do Tefillat Tashlumin. Yes, he is Yotzer. He is Yotze. But there are some say, what kind of tefillat hashlumin it is, if you cannot say Ya'aleh ve'yavoh. Because what you, right, so that's why he says t'nai shel nedavah. So he makes it t'nai shel nedavah. He says davens arvit twice. The first one for arvit, the second one for either tashlumin or tefillat nedavah. Some say that, you know, he cannot repeat it. So according to that opinion, it would be Nedava that he's donating an extra Shmona
Esrei. But it's like he's doing the same thing, because in the first one, he didn't say Ya'aleh ve'yavoh.
It's true. But you see, again, he missed out. He needs to, the first one doesn't count because he didn't say Ya'aleh ve'yavoh.
Why would the second one?
So he has to say, what?
Why would the second one
count? It's Tefillat Tashlumin. Okay, that's the whole thing. That's why he makes it Nedava. He says, if Halacha is according to the ones that it would be Yotzeh, without Ya'aleh ve'yavoh, fine. If not, if I don't have really to repeat because there is nothing new here, so then he's doing it nedava. So either way, he's yotze. Right? So this is, you know, twice he says arvit without Ya'aleh ve'yavoh. Shachach Ya'aleh ve'yavoh b'mincha b'erev Shabbat. Chal Rosh Chodesh b'shishi v'Shabbat. Rosh Chodesh is Friday, Shabbat. ושכח לומר יעלה ויבוא במנחה של יום שישי. And he forgot to say יעלה ויבוא on Friday, מנחה. ונזכר בליל שבת. Remembered? שבת שבת. So what does he do? התפלל עמידה של ערבית של שבת פעמיים. So then he has to do the ערבית of Friday night twice. Right? Even though he's not... Right, he's not saying the mincha that he missed was mincha shel chol. Now he's doing arvit shel Shabbat, like the Ben Ish Chai says, even though here, but he says the halacha is that the guest eats the food of the balabait. Balabait now is Shabbat, so therefore, right, he didn't say ya'aleh ve'yavoh mincha. Friday night he davens shel Shabbat. Pa'amayim, and obviously he does say it because Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, right? It's 2 days, so he says Ya'aleh ve'yavoh in both. But what not shel chol, the tashumin is of Shabbat ve'ulam. Now it gets complicated. Ve'ulam im belel Shabbat kvar in Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh is only one day, only Friday, Shabbat is not Rosh Chodesh. מאחר ואינו יכול להתפלל ערבית פעמיים בתנאי של נדבה, Here, it cannot do what you said before, that it should say twice one nedava, because there is a halakha, shelo mitpalim nedava b'shabbat. Tfilat nedava, which is optional, it's only during the week. On Shabbat, they wouldn't bring nedarim, neshalem parim sfatem. The tefillot are substituting what? Tefillot is because of korbanot. On Shabbat, they would not bring nedarim and nedavot. So therefore, you cannot have tefillat nedava b'Shabbat. So because of that, kevan shelo mitpalim nedava b'Shabbat, ki lo makrivim korban nedava bebet hamikdash b'Shabbat, yivakesh mahashaliach tzibur sheyotzio yedei chova bibracha me'ein sheva.
This is a very, very unusual case. Friday was Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say in Mincha, Ya'aleh ve'yavo. So his only takana is to be yotze with Shaliach Tzibur. When the Shaliach Tzibur says Be'en Sheva, he has to tell the Shaliach Tzibur, right, B'vakasha, when you say Me'en Sheva, Me'en Sheva, it's like repeating have kavanah to be motzimi. Because here he cannot do nedava, right? Because in nedava b'Shabbat. So therefore his only etza is, again, what's the case? Rosh Chodesh is only one day, Friday. Friday is Rosh Chodesh. And he forgot mincha. Shabbat is not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So he forgot to say, Ya'aleh ve'yavo in mincha. So really, if it was during the week, we said he would say, twice Arvit, one Nedava, but here he cannot do Nedava because there is no Tefillat Nedava b'Shabbat. So his only Etza is that he should ask the Shaliach Tzibur, Sheyotzio Yedei Chova Bebrakat Bebracha Me'en Sheva Ve'Ya'aleh Lo Kilu Yitpalel Mi Safer. The best thing is Kadam HaBasish Jam Moshe, and you don't forget Ya'aleh Ve'Yavo. متاسفانه حواس‌های پرتاب causes a lot of problems. In Brich Shemei, we say what? We say Bei Anar Rachitz. Bei Anar Rachitz, according to Pshat, it means Rachitz in Aramaic, it's what? It's Bitachon. Pshat HaDavarim, Bei Anar Rachitz, Ki Ani Batuach, Boteach, Bahashem Itbarach. Bei Anar Rachitz, it means I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachitz in Aramit is bitachon. But Rav Meir Parmishlan, beautiful, right? He used to say, Bei ani rochetz, Beya ani rochetz. Bei ani rochetz, it means I, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mikvei Yisrael. It says Rachitz, not Milashon bitachon, but Rachitz is Milashon, right, going to Mikveh. Leitrachetz is to wash. So Rav Meir Parmishan used to say, "Haynu kasher ani daver b'Hashem itbarach u'b'torato zo ha'mikveh tahara sheli." This is my mikveh. I mean, you're going to mikveh anyway, but be'anarachitz, this is the mikveh tahara sheli shemitaheroti. Chachamim say, "In mishal adam ba'avera, ma yaseh v'yichye im ha'eragil l'mudaf echad." Ilmat Shnaim, Imhera Gilmot Shah, Ilmat Shah Taim. Right? He said he should learn extra Torah. Extra Torah, that's what it means. Right? Zot HaTorah La'ola. Kola Osek BaTorah Lo Tzarech Lo Ola Lo Chatat Velo Hasham. So therefore we see, Nimtzeru Lemedim Sha HaTorah Atzma, Sha Adam Lomed, He Rochetzet Oto Ma'avonotav. The Torah that the person learns, this is like going to Mikveh. Right, reminds me of the Katzke Rebbe that says, learning Gemara is like going to mikveh. The same way that when a lady goes to mikveh, if one hair is out, no good. Right, learning Gemara mamash takes your totality. You cannot be, with that concentration, you're lost. So therefore, Torah, learning Torah be'iyun, this is be'ana rachitz, be'in the Torah. Right, I'm a tahir. This is my mikveh tahara. Rabbi Chananya ben Akasha Omer Ratzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot.